Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, Radio Thrift Shop is always about music and discovery. Musically, we take the road less traveled. There's no agenda, no genre, just freeform music that I enjoy sharing with you. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, you're at the right place. The Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening pleasure. Bolasette with a tune that I've played numerous times on the Thrift Shop, Bettina. And before that, the one, the only Mr. Chet Atkins with his rendition of Caravan. Well, hello, welcome to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and hopefully you're tuned in on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org. I've been on WSCS since 1999, celebrating 23-plus years on the airwaves. Now, I've been counting up to program number 600, where the Thrift Shop will go on hiatus. But it may not be a long hiatus. I'm just going to be working on some other projects, so stay tuned. The Thrift Shop will return. This is, by the way, program number 598. And all of these programs are archived at radioforall.net or archive.org. All right, let's dig into the crates and see what we're going to spin.
Spoke of men. said to me, the greatest thing you could ever learn, just to love, be loved,
from the Galaxy Sound Company. Those were the Dorothy Ashby edits. One of my favorite jazz musicians ever, Dorothy Ashby on the harp. Before that, Frank Cunimondo with a great cover of Eden Abbez's Nature Boy. All right, this is Mountain Man DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London or online at classical.wscs.org.
This is Bird Note. Birds are resourceful. Wherever they live, even in the biggest cities, they find clever places to build their nests. An initiative from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology called Celebrate Urban Birds once asked people to share the funkiest and funniest places they've seen a bird nest. One family of robins set up shop in a coiled cable hung near a welding rig. Other robins raised their chicks in a nest perched on an elk skull mounted above a garage. Carolina wrens are especially creative. People have found their nests in an old watering can, in an unused outdoor grill, in the motor of an old car, and on top of a perfectly good birdhouse. One of the most unlikely finds was a teeny, tiny, ruby-throated hummingbird nest poised on top of a small string light bulb over a patio. The human owners of the light bulb kept their patio string lights off until the baby birds learned to fly. Each of them is an odd spot for a nest. But for these birds, it's home. Where's the strangest place you've seen a bird nest? Let us know on social media. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You're tuned to the homegrown radio magic of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Have you ever wondered when you're not around that I don't exist? And the water rushes, and it's big, and it swirls out into the sea and turns into an ocean. Turns into the Norfolk Broads. And there's a boat. And you start swimming and swimming and swimming and swimming, and you never stop swimming until you reach the ocean and then you reach the sea. And you're swimming into the sunset.
see the birds in your eyes. My hood melting into red to paradise.
Red to paradise.
Red to the paradise.
Thank you.
Well, we went on a bit of an atmospheric excursion on that set. That was the band Easy Steam, an album I've been trying to get my hands on for well over a decade, a tune called Birds of Paradise. Before that, Atmosphere with Dancing in Outer Space, and we started off with William Orbit and Water from a Vine Leaf. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where it's always about music and discovery. And I'm grateful for each and every listener. Thank you for coming on this journey. The journey will continue. Remember, keep your mind free, keep your radio free, and keep your spirit free. Thank you.
About 20,000 BC, and died May 2003. Well, he had a good run. You're on the Soundbeat.
With his long white beard and a crooked staff, he tramps along while the folks all laugh. The twinkle in his eye, he passes them by. Old Man of the Mountain.
The Old Man of the Mountain was a series of granite slabs on Cannon Mountain in New Hampshire. Viewed from the side, the slabs gave the cumulative effect of a man's face, leading to its other nickname, the Profile. He became the state's unofficial emblem and was immortalized by both Daniel Webster and Nathaniel Hawthorne, the latter of whom called it a work of nature in her mood of majestic playfulness.
I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain.
Sadly, the old man succumbed to thousands of years of erosion in 2003, and the slabs tumbled to the ground below. You're listening to Old Man of the Mountain by Cab Calloway, a Mellotone record from 1933. The song was used in a 1933 Fleischer cartoon featuring Calloway and Mae Questel as Betty Boop. Want to see it? Go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.